chapter 3, beginning at verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, July 26, 2021. Happy Monday, Tim.
And to you as well.
How many days am I spending here lately in Springfield? I was here a bunch last week, the week before. It's great getting to see the team and working with everyone here. And here we are doing another special program because a delightful friend of mine, I've known him for, I guess, a year or so from a couple of the past share-a-thons. William Schaefer came in and assisted, and we sat down and talked, and I said, I like this old-timer, and I think we spent about 2 or 3 hours during a share-a-thon seated and talking and sharing faith journeys, and lo and behold, he shows up today, and I said, Tim, let's get him up to the studio. He has stories to tell. He's traveled the world. He's been a lawyer since 1968. Were you born then yet?
I was born in 1968.
So he's been serving his law profession 53 years. He's 84 years young, very active, engaged. I was telling you off air that if you want to know about area churches, you talk to William because he's been to a lot of different churches. He goes to this church for just say like Monday night Bible study. This one has a Tuesday luncheon. This one has prophecy on Wednesday. He can tell you like 6 or 8 different churches he's a part of. So William, thank you for joining us for
You're welcome.
The Monday edition of Mark and Friends. I think we're going to turn it into a bit of a testimony Tuesday because William has a God-honoring faith journey story. He's been on this earth for 84 years, and he's loved the Lord for many of them. About 3.5 years ago, you lost your beloved wife.
We know where she is.
Yeah, we know where she is. And I asked you, what would be a great verse or a favorite verse of yours that we could launch into the program? And you said John 3:16 right away. You said, Mark, that's just kind of like the meat and potatoes. It's all about Jesus. It's getting to know Jesus. It's because of God's love that he sent his one and only Son so that those of us that believe in him will not perish but have everlasting life. So let's begin a little bit with your faith journey. So did you grow up in a Christian home?
Oh, yes. My grandfather was a Presbyterian minister and also head of the county poor farm during the Depression. He'd been in politics, was county chairman, and that's why he was appointed head of the poor farm. Yeah. They had about 250 people all together working together, and they had no other place to go.
So he went from being a politician to being a pastor. Usually some pastors get into politics.
No, he was a pastor.
Okay.
And in those days, the pastors were in politics. They were leaders in the community.
So did you grow up under strict rule back in those days? How was your relationship with God or with Jesus?
We prayed, and we went to Sunday school every Sunday and church. In fact, one of my aunts said that if we would go to Sunday school without missing till we were 15, she'd give us a gold watch. But by the time we were 15, she was 93 years old and didn't remember anything about
a watch. Oh, classic. Your grandfather laid kind of the legacy for the family of following Jesus?
Yes.
When did it become maybe more personal, where Jesus became your Savior, not just somebody that you knew that you had to turn to or somebody that you wanted to follow because you didn't want to go to hell, but when did he become maybe more personal, like, if you will, a friend, a Savior, somebody that you could communicate and talk with?
Yes, it became more personal when I was born again.
Hmm.
I'd heard the term. I wasn't quite sure what it meant because I'd been an active Christian throughout my youth. But I was at law school, and then I was at military Air Force for 4 years. Came back and finished my law study, and was sent to Belgium as a marketing representative for the state of Illinois to promote trade. My boss there was the son of a Nobel Prize winner, in fact. But I always joke about this, that it's, if you're the lead person in an office and you're the deputy gets to go to Germany in the wintertime when it's snowing to visit the bank. But the boss gets to go to Italy in the summertime to visit the ports.
Yeah.
So we had a wonderful time, but while I was there, I had applied for United Nations, and the Belgian, who was head of the Human Rights Division, came back to see his daughter graduate. So he asked me to interview, and I did, and then I was hired to go to United Nations. Spent 3 years there and decided I need to do something more for God, and so I volunteered to be a Peace Corps director and went to Chad, Africa, for 1 year. And that was quite an experience because in Chad it got up to 140. We joked about that, said in our office we got a new air conditioner and made it so much better. It got down to 110. So I had to travel around in a Land Rover with a barrel of gas in the back seat because there was no gas station anywhere. It's a desert. I saw Gaddafi come through town and all the chieftains on their horses raising their spears to him and so forth. And then I left and I went on a trip further around the world and ended up in a place called Tonga. There I had been in New York. I'd been knighted as a Knight of Malta. And I heard that the king was a Knight of Malta. So I asked to visit the king. And he allowed me. And he was a huge man, 400 pounds, at the end of a table, long table. And what would you talk about? Well, his brother had been miraculously healed by God in New Zealand. He couldn't walk. He threw his crutches down after the prayers of the full gospel businessmen. And he walked out of the hospital. So after that, I was standing at a bus stop. And
so you're talking with this king, this...
Yes, just he and I.
And he's sharing some of this story?
No, I'd heard the story.
Okay.
But
okay.
I commented to him about that was a miracle, and he was very gracious. In fact, I think he's made all his Methodist churches in Tonga now more of a full gospel type of churches.
Okay.
Because they believe in the power of God.
So God has you traveling the world, and... what's your relationship like with him? And are you married at this point yet?
No, I wasn't married then.
So
I was traveling alone.
I
met so many people. And on the way, I realized that I wasn't really born again. But I came to this bus stop, and the couple that stopped there were Pentecostal missionaries, a young man and his wife. They played guitar and sang, and they said, "Won't you come to our church?" And then they said, "Won't you come on a mission trip?" So we went on a mission trip to one of the islands where there was no motor vehicles. He had to ride a horse, and he had trouble because he was from Texas. But we went to church that night, and he preached about Noah and how when the time came, God shut the door on the ark, and no one could open it, not even Noah. And that was the idea that when you get to be older and the door shuts, if you haven't accepted Christ, it's too bad. So I went forward, and all the people from Tonga thought, well, we thought he was one of the missionaries. I knelt at the altar, accepted Christ again, but this time with a born-again experience.
Yeah, and then recognizing him not just as the Savior, but your personal Savior.
Personal
somebody
Savior.
That you needed
That's
to
it.
Come to. Because I think for some of our listeners, there might be somebody tuning in, Tim, and they're thinking to themselves, well, I've lived a pretty good life. I've never murdered. I don't cheat or steal. I'm faithful to my wife. I attend church periodically. Of course God's going to let me into heaven, but what we quickly realize when we read the Bible that it's not about what we do or what we accomplish or even sometimes what we think. It's about what the Lord says. And unless we come to terms with the fact that we have nothing to offer, it's only what he offers us, the grace that he extends because of the price he paid, that he died for our sins, that our sins have to be removed, and he's the only one that can do it. We can't earn our way into heaven. We can't be good enough or balance the scales in our favor. There's nothing we can do other than accepting what Jesus did on our behalf. So that became really clear to you, right?
Amen.
Amen.
I'll say praise the Lord.
Yeah, that'll preach. That'll preach, Tim, huh?
That will.
So right after the service finished at 10:30 at night, they took me down to the Pacific Ocean and baptized me.
Wow.
With a coal oil lantern. So they didn't let you go once you got saved.
Right, right.
But I realized I'd been the president of the International Christian Faith Organization in New York for the United Nations. I'd invited Soviet ambassador to speak and things like this. But I wasn't a born-again Christian.
Yeah, yeah.
But now I had God inside of me. I could feel that he was guiding me.
Mm-hmm.
So I came home, 1976, bicentennial year, and had quite a testimony to tell my family. On the way down from the airport, I even wrote a song, and I can still sing it, but I don't do it now.
So when you said you came back and shared with your family, if you will, your newfound faith.
Well, sure.
Did they just like, what do you mean? I thought you were always a Christian.
Yeah.
And you're not married yet, so there's still more to the story where God was probably saying, we got to get William all set and rock solid in the faith before he's going to bring your beloved to you.
Right. Well, it's been a blessing. God has been good to me. And my wife, who was 31 years, she had Lou Gehrig disease and passed away in 87. But she and her sister, who came to live with us, had such a wonderful time together always. And we traveled, cruises, different places around the world, all we could, even in a wheelchair. So she's rejoicing, I know, in heaven.
So, William, you referenced John 3:16, and Mark read it at the beginning of the program. One of the most well-known verses, or at least people even outside of Christianity has seen that held by a guy, you know, in a sporting event.
Yeah.
You know, it says John 3:16. Why did you pick John 3:16?
Well, because that's the most important to witness. People that don't understand it think that all religions are the same. They all lead to heaven. No, this isn't true. God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
Mm-hmm.
That whoever believes in him, that's Jesus, would not be lost, but would go to heaven. So we need to get that word out to people that are totally unaware.
Right.
And when you say born again, that's a lot more significant than anything else you can say. That means you are born again.
Yeah, and I'm thinking when you say that, it's not just having intellectual assent. I mean, just an understanding, because the Bible says even the demons believe in Jesus. The demons know that Jesus is God's son, but that doesn't mean that they follow him, that they've surrendered to him, that they recognize him as the one and only way to heaven, that it's because of what Jesus did, dying on the cross, shedding his blood. It's that personally accepting that, understanding that it's only because of what God did that we can be saved. So it's just not knowing about Jesus. Many people say, oh, he's a great teacher. He's a great leader. He was a wonderful rabbi. I'm like, well, yes, he is all those things, but he's so much more. And just thinking those wonderful things about him is not enough. It's accepting him as the one and only way to have a relationship with God the Father. And so praise the Lord that you came to that understanding and that you've lived with that knowledge for many years. And thank you, God, that you support the ministry of WLUJ and Great News Media, because you came in and made a wonderful donation, and I said, Tim, let's get him up into the studio, and why support Christian radio, and why be active and engaged in supporting churches and their work?
Well, if it weren't for Christian radio, many people would be lost today, because they wouldn't be attending a church, they wouldn't hear the Word of God preached over the airwaves. I think Christian radio has brought many people to the Lord,
mm-hmm.
So I commend you on what you're doing.
Well, we mentioned early on that you were 84, and I delighted in introducing you to Tim because I said, this guy at 84 is still church hopping. He's attending this evangelistic service or this prophecy conference or going to this church to gather with other believers. And I said, at 84, Tim, that's how we want to be, still serving the Lord, excited about reading the scriptures, of knowing what God's doing and being active. And then certainly, William, we appreciate your financial support to the station and still practicing law. I know not so much as you used to, but Tim, I didn't ask him beforehand, but are we being charged by word or by time? You know, will we be invoiced for this time?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. You know, we see William around here at the station at least once a month because he's a part of our monthly WLUJ prayer meeting that goes on toward the first of the month. You came through the door just a while back, you and Butch and someone else. That's always something that I know you get excited about.
Yeah, we need more people to attend that. It's the second Tuesday every month at WLUJ, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, they've had that practice for many years, and we're praying through how to expand that or how to utilize this facility, 600 West Mason Street, to serve the public at large. And we're working on a ministry leaders network to get pastors and ministry leaders together here maybe once a month for breakfast or lunch. And the prayer gathering has gone on for a long time. I know my sometimes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday co-host Marianne Simpkins has a national prayer ministry where they pray with individuals over the phone and will pray right there and then as somebody would call in, and how to maybe integrate that or explore options to further increase people's awareness of prayer and being prayed for. And so, yeah, there's many things that we can't wait to start doing here in Springfield.
Before we got on the air today, I really enjoyed the time we sat and had some cookies, drank coffee, and just to hear stories about your life, William, and your family, and what we're talking about right now, your deep faith in Jesus Christ. So thank you for coming by, and this just kind of happened organically today. We didn't know this was going to happen.
This happened last week, too, where we had a couple people come in, and a little warning, if Marianne was on or something, she'd say, warning alert. You're never too safe if you're just going to show up and start talking to Mark because he might pull you into the studio
and put a microphone in front of
you. Yes. But William, we appreciate the legacy that you've left and appreciate your generous support to the radio ministry and just your faithfulness to connect Tim to some area churches. He was asking about all the different churches as Tim and Beth are trying to find a church home here in the Springfield area. And Tim, as you continue to get introduced to the great news radio listeners and the WLUJ family of stations, they're going to start hearing your voice more during the afternoon hours and a part of Mark and Friends whenever I'm here in Springfield and some of the other new initiatives that you're trying to pull together and better serve the listener and be available. Tim is a hugger and he's a very caring individual. He's our operations manager here. And so if you do stop by, he'll either get a cup of coffee ready for you or some cookies or we have bottled water. I don't think we have much soda down there, but you know, if you need to stop by and find out a little more about the radio ministry, we have program guides here and bookmarks and window decals, and we're trying to have some other things available so that this can be a destination, a place that you'll want to come to, that you'll feel comfortable visiting. If you're dropping off a public service announcement, maybe your church or ministry has an event that's coming up, we're happy to promote that and acknowledge that over the air. And as I mentioned, I hope we'll bring some pastors together and ministry leaders in the coming days. And we've even been talking for a while about having one of those food trucks out front, maybe during breakfast time or lunch time, where you can come here and get a cup of coffee or a Taco Tuesday or something to eat, say hi, stop in, pick up a program guide or our Prime Lifetimes publication, and then be about your day, you know, heading to work or heading on errands. And we'll see. We're still working on trying to figure out some food trucks that can maybe be parked in our beautiful lot out there. And it's so strategically located with all the avenues and the roads right around here. I thought everyone needs to stop in and say hi and be a part of our radio listening family. And so it's just great. I love coming to Springfield and being a part of what's going on here and seeing how God uses our 19 frequencies covering the whole middle part of the state and west central Indiana. And we're still even looking to expand. There's a couple other options that would really complete our whole coverage of the middle part of the state. We're praying up and seeing how God will lead in the days ahead. And it's because of, like you, William, your prayers and your support, and all of us just working together, some that give monthly little amounts and some that give maybe one-time special gifts, and then all the wonderful monthly donors. As you know, Tim, I've been signing all the thank you letters, and I love seeing all the towns represented and all those that give sacrificially, that give each and every month, and the special one-time gifts where they'll write a little note, and if they write a note, they get a return note written back to them. I try to hand sign each and every letter, and then I also write usually a little note, especially if they say, hey, be praying up for this need for our family or my nephew, or we appreciate your programming and love such and such. And then I might write, oh, I love those too. And, you know,
I think listeners appreciate that. And I've been with you many times already just in this month and a half that I've been here, and you're staying up late at night writing personal letters. You really like to do it. And I think listeners and supporters really like to hear directly from you. And again, even though I've only been here a short time, Mark, I feel like I've already met, you know, two dozen listeners, just because, to the credit of the folks that have been a part of this ministry for so many years, people feel comfortable coming right on in. The door's unlocked. Mm-hmm. We say hello, and many times they leave a gift. But if not, we just, you know, I get introduced to them. So I've appreciated that.
Yeah. We see this as the Lord's ministry, mm-hmm. and we're one big radio listening family. And so we all can rub off on each other and be blessed by testimonies and sharing. And it just seems like that's what God wants, especially during these times when there's so much uncertainty or fear, or people are disillusioned. They are searching. And so we offer the one true hope, the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we started the program with one of William's favorite verses, the John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he, God, gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes, and that may be you today, you may be kind of struggling, or you may not know about the love of God, well, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. He came to redeem you. He came to allow a relationship to be built with you so that you can have eternal life with God the Father. But it's because of that act that he did on the cross. He died for our sins. He died for the sins of the world. But you need to accept him. And maybe that's why you're here, Bill, today, to remind all of us our great need for the Lord Jesus, and then just celebrate in the eternity that we have because of what Jesus did for us. So, well, thank you, William, for coming. Thank you, Tim, allowing me to be on this side of the microphone.
Absolutely. And, thank you. It's always good to have you here in Springfield.
Love to be here. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Tim Nelson, and William Schaefer with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.